This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At around 5:30 Eastern this morning, the Senate passed a blueprint that could pave the way for President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Vice President Harris cast the tie-breaking vote. Republicans think it's too much. The president will give a speech later today on the economy, and with persistent divisions in the Senate, how much power does an administration really have in this area? Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Presidents tend to get a lot of credit when the economy is doing well and a lot of blame when it's not. Both are probably misplaced, says Ann Owen, an economics professor at Hamilton College.
Sometimes all the groundwork for success was laid by the previous administration, but the next administration takes the credit, right? Or vice versa.
A lot also depends on Congress, Owen says, and on monetary policy, which presidents don't control.
If we're thinking about them acting unilaterally, they have very few tools.
Bill Antholis at the University of Virginia's Miller Center says that's especially true when the economy is in crisis.
Their ability to perfectly correct the crisis is extremely limited.
With this particular crisis, Ann Owen says the president may have more influence than usual.
The underlying problem that we're facing right now is actually a public health crisis.
So anything President Biden does to address COVID, Owen says, could have a significant impact on the economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.